This story begins 7.5 years ago. 7.5 years ago, I was approved for gastric bypass surgery. And it was the happiest I had ever been because my highest weight made me very sad, very angry, have low self-esteem, hate myself. And I have a illness that it's very difficult to lose weight. So gastric bypass would save my life because I had a lot of health issues. And I did it. I had it. And the confidence was back. I started to lose the weight. I started to look great. But I also started to get more attention. Some unwanted attention and some wanted attention. At that time, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I wasn't looking for anything serious. I was looking to enjoy life and have fun because for the first time in my life, I was the skinniest I had ever been. I was looking great, I was feeling great, I was eating great, I was healthy. I was exercising, I was happy. I was a happy, very, extremely happy woman. I dated many men, but there was no interest. It was just about going out and having a good time, enjoying being myself, rather than worrying about how I looked, rather than worrying about, are they looking at my fat? Are they looking at me? How ugly do I look? And then I was dating this wonderful guy who was actually very interested in having a serious relationship with me. And at that same time, I met my narc. I was dating both of them, and they both were aware that I was dating, that I wasn't interested in having something serious. I met my narc online. Online is a breeding ground for narcissists. They love to be in there and catch women, to catch their prey. It's a hunting ground. And I met my narc, and he was fun. He was adventurous. I got on the back of his motorcycle the first day that I met him. And since at that point, all I was doing was looking for fun, the nice guy that I was dating, I ended up blowing him off. I felt bad, but I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to enjoy the new me, what I looked like. I wanted to enjoy that. I wanted to enjoy the attention. I remember going out on the first date with the narc. Mind you, I didn't know him, and I trusted him with my life by getting in the back of his motorcycle. And the beginning started, and I should have known the red flag at that moment. But the moment he met me, he gave me the disapproval look. At that moment, I felt insecure. I felt, this man is not interested in me. He's not interested in my looks, but all the other men are. That makes no sense. You know, and I felt bad. I felt, you know, okay, this guy's not attracted to me, but I'm getting on the back of his motorcycle. And our first date, he took me to a biker bar. It wasn't even a, you know, nice restaurant. It wasn't any of that. It was a biker bar. Mind you, at that moment, I had never been to a biker bar. It was exciting for me. Any normal woman would have been like, I'm in a dump. This place is dirty and disgusting, and people were around smoking pot, and everybody was drinking, and it wasn't my scene. That's not the type of life that I enjoy. That's not the type of person who I am. And before we got to the bar, as we were riding on his motorcycle to the bar, the whole time I'm thinking, this guy's not interested in me. And there he goes. He rubs my hand. Like if he was accepting me. He was accepting who I am, kind of reassuring me I'm interested. But after, he made me feel like he wasn't. So the tearing down of all this that I gained, of all this self-esteem that I gained, began the moment I met him. And it was really funny because he had just met me, but he opened up to me as if I was somebody he knew for many years, telling me many things about himself. The conversation flowed. The conversation was great. I laughed. He kept buying me drinks. And, you know, we had a good time. And I remember that night we got back to the meeting place around 1:30 in the morning. And immediately he said to me, "Can I see you tonight?" I said, "Tonight?" He says, "Yeah, we're already in the next day. I'd like to see you tonight." "Yes, okay, I'll see you tonight." He didn't even give me a chance to respond. He got on his motorcycle and he drove away. Shortly after, I tried to text him, assuming he'd gotten in home because I had not heard from him, and I couldn't get a hold of him. It said, you know, not in service or whatever it was, and I thought that was really weird. I didn't understand. And then about half an hour, 45 minutes later, he said he calls me when he gets home, lets me know he's home, and I explained to him about the phone, and he said, "Oh yeah, my phone doesn't work unless it's on Wi-Fi." Didn't hit me then, but he didn't have a phone. It obviously was disconnected because he couldn't pay for it, and he was using the Wi-Fi from the home as if it was a cell phone. And this began this whole ordeal that was very unnerving. It wrecked my life. I chose him. You know, I chose him because he had chosen me from the beginning. He saw me online and he chose me. And it wasn't because of my looks. It wasn't because I was smart and I had a great job, because I'm a good person. It wasn't because I had good conversation, but it's because he smelled the insecurity in me. He smelled someone that he could break. And boy, was he right. There is so much more to tell you about my narcissist. There is so much more to the story. It begins as a beautiful fairy tale, and then it becomes very scary, very fast. Please don't judge. Don't ask, why did she stay? Don't ask, why would she do that? I know all that. But I'm going to tell you tales that you have probably never heard of before in your life. And if you have, then honey, you are not alone. You are not alone. There are others like us out there. There are other people who have hurt. And if there's any way that my tales, my real life scary tales, can help somebody out there realize sooner and see the red flags sooner, then that's all I want. Stay tuned.